Amen. Everybody stand up again. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. We've been sitting for 30 minutes-ish. Turn to your neighbor, shake their hand. All right, turn to the other neighbor, the one you didn't want to shake their hand, shake their hand. Okay, good, good. All right. All right, the shaking thing got out of control. Y'all sit down. I'm not going to put the microphone on. I'm going to stay right here. Some of you thought, well, we're going to get away with it. Matthew chapter 16, we're going to get away with it. No preaching today. They went too long. And I sit there thinking, man, this is awesome. We played a big role in Nikki going on her mission trip. This church did. But you know what? There's a mission right here this morning. There's someone sitting here right now, right here this morning, that needs to hear this message. It's a two-point message. All right? And it's called Lifesavers. Lifesavers. I got some of them in my pocket. And I'm going to throw them at y'all in a minute. I am. Matthew 16, verse 13 and 16. I'm going to read this and I'll give you the first point. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say if they are John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others Jeremiah, and one of the other prophets." Verse 15. And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Life is a test. It's a one-question test. And we have the answer. Listen, I'm going to tell you that again. Life is a one-question test. And we have the answer. If you get this one question wrong, it'll be the difference in where you spend eternity. Either in heaven or in hell. You'll either be saved or lost. And I know some of us say, "Well, man, you're making the gospel all so simple." God makes it simple. God made it simple. Listen to what he says. Jesus asked them, "But whom say ye that I am?" You know who he asked that to? 12 apostles. Maybe some other people sitting around, but 12 apostles. I was sitting here thinking when I was getting ready, and I know I might get on a rabbit trail, but I was thinking, ain't it amazing Jesus started the church with 12 men? We can't hardly get men to come to church. Amen, preachers. What's wrong with us as men that we can't worship God? I think I figured it out today during the worship. As soon as God showed up, women started hitting the altar and praying, and men, we're still sitting there. So, man, you're really tough on the men today. Yeah. You got to answer a question, but who say ye that I am? He looked at his disciples. Nobody gets away from this question. Who do you say Jesus is? Let me tell you something. You can think, well, my grandparents, my dad, my mom, my church, I went to church, I served in church, I hid in church, I worked in church, I done all that. Listen, he will even ask you through me this morning, who do you say Jesus is? Because if you say that he's Lord, if you say that he's God, if you say that he's the only begotten Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins, then it will change your life. It won't be a one-time event that you talk about that happened to you a long time ago, and you know what? That's going to be all right. It'll be an event that changed your life from that very moment, and you will speak of that day. But guess what? After that day, you'll say, since that day, God has changed my life. What's the answer to that question for you this morning? Because you're going to be asked that question again one day. What did you do with Jesus? And you know who you're going to be asked it by? Jesus. What'd you do with me? What'd you do with me? That's your salvation message this morning. You better know the answer to that question. And it better not be somebody else's answer. It better be yours. Can I preach to the church just for a minute? One more point? This is going to be a little bit tougher. Y'all move to me with in the same chapter. Go to verse 21 and verse 22. Would you? Check this out. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee." You know why he said that? Jesus told him that he was going up to Jerusalem to die on a cross. He was going to go up to Jerusalem, and the elders were going to take him, and they were going to beat him beyond all recognition. They were going to scourge him. They were going to take him outside the city and hang him on a cross for the sins of the whole world. You know what Peter said? "I don't like that message. I don't like that message." These won't hurt, I hope not. "I don't like your message. I don't like Peter right here." You know why? Because he's being selfish. Being real selfish. Because he had a Savior. He had Jesus. And he said, "I don't like that message you're preaching, Jesus, because that message says I don't have what I have right here." And what Jesus was saying is, "I've got to go to that cross where everybody can have what me and you have." See, church, if we're not careful, we'll come in here and we'll say, "Hey, Kevin, I don't like when you preach certain messages." Well, I'm sorry. Maybe that message is not for you. Maybe it's just a lifesaver for somebody else. "I don't struggle with drugs and alcohol, Kevin. Stop preaching that message." Somebody in here does. "I don't deal with sexual issues, Kevin. You don't need to preach that stuff. That's hard to listen to. I'm kind of offended." Yeah, I don't care if you're offended, because I'm just throwing out lifesavers for the people who are drowning. If you're well and you're swimming well and you're running well, it'd be all right if you prayed, "Hey, God, give Kevin all the messages that the people in this church need." Because you know what? It might not be the message for me, but I need everybody to get saved. Because one day, guess what? I know it might be blind luck, but one day, I'll throw a message out for you. And it might not be for anybody else in here. And somebody else might say, "Man, I really don't need that message." But you'll be sitting there going, "Man, I'm glad he threw out a lifeline. I'm so glad he threw out a lifeline to me." Guys, I'm going to preach stuff in this pulpit that'll make your toes hurt. It'll make your head hurt. It'll make your heart hurt. But I'm only going to preach them because God said to. Let's all stand. I'm going to ask Nikki to stand at the back door. We're going to give her a fellowship handshake as we're leaving here. Tell her you appreciate her and her going for the Lord today. If God's dealt with your heart and you really don't know the answer to question number one, if you don't know the answer to question number one, I'll stay right around here at the church as long as you need me to be. If you don't know that answer, don't leave here. I don't care if you've been going to this church since you was a little kid. I don't care if you founded this church. If you don't know the answer to who is Jesus, you come find me. I'll be right up here. The next part of this church, the next thing I want you to pray about is I want you to pray for this church. And I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for me that I'll stay right in the center of God's will and I'll deliver what God would have me to deliver. Amen? And some of y'all are saying, "Man, this is pretty blunt this morning. I only had time to do 2-point message. I threw a stick of dynamite in here. It went boom. Get over it. Change. Let it change you." Amen? Every head bowed, every eye closed. God, you're an awesome God. You sent a little girl, a young lady, all around the world just to tell the world that you still love them. And she kept saying, "I don't feel adequate." None of us do. It's because God we're adequate. I'm so glad that she came in and shared her story today. I hope somebody in this room gets an urge or a desire to go out into this world and share the gospel, whether it be in this country or around the world. Lord, I pray for the messages to be relevant, powerful, and strong, and life-changing in this church. And most of all, I pray for that soul that's hid out in here this morning who did not know the answer to the question that I ask. Who do you say I am? They've never answered that question. And if they don't, they'll spend eternity separated from God. I pray that you deal with them today and they make a change. In Jesus' name, amen. Come back and see us tonight.